got one transporter bridge, I did, and it's sort of winter and there's lots and lots of reflections in the water.
This exhibition features artists and photographers from across our region, all of them turning to the transporter bridge as the inspiration for their creations. Barbara Renton Wood is one of those that has contributed to the exhibition.
I was born in Middlesbrough and I've been inspired by the bridge. My parents used to take me over the transporter and it's sort of always been fascinated by the structure of it and everything. And, you know, as I got older and started painting, I mean, I can paint the transporter bridge about 40, 50 times and it's all different. The sunsets, the night lights, different seasons, you know, the different colours. I mean, it can be really exciting.
So what particular resonance does it have with you then? Obviously, you've grown up in the town. Is it something that you've seen pretty much every day of your life?
Well, it did as a child, and I know if I go away and I see the transporter when I'm coming back, I know I'm home. So it's like a, you know, icon. As you know, when you come back, you think, oh, lovely, nice to see the bridge.
So how does it feel to be part of an exhibition celebrating the centenary of the bridge then?
Well, this is a really nice exhibition. I'm really proud to be part of it, because it is, you know, exceptionally good. I mean, it's got lots of nice photographs and, you know, it's got everything, really. But I'm really proud to be part of it.
This image really does show, as I say, the bone structure of the bridge. It's a black and white photograph. Then it's been blended with some artistic watercolour paper.
And it's not just artwork on display. There's an array of costumes made by local students showing what people would have been wearing when the transporter opened back in 1911. They sit alongside the museum's own collection of memorabilia, such as the bridge's original plaque. Artist David Tarn has three photos on display.
As I said, it's almost a public work of art. Even though it's not a work of art, it's a working bridge. But if it wasn't a working bridge, I think it would probably be the biggest work of art in the world, because I'm sure it's bigger than Temenos, and I think that is the biggest public artwork in the world.
Is that how you see the transporter, as a work of art?
Yes, very much. You know, I mean, I know people use it to get across the river, but so if the definition of art is something that's useless, apart from being attractive or eliciting a response, then it's not. But yes, I think it's a sculpture.
And what's it like to have your work nestled amongst a lot of others in this centenary exhibition? Is it quite a proud moment?
Yes, I'm very pleased to be part of this exhibition. You know, it's nice to have. I've got three images in the exhibition. Yeah, I'm very pleased to have all three pictures. I'm very pleased with. Yeah, it's a great subject.